Hello, everybody, and indeed, welcome to another edition of the Chicago Tony V Show. Good morning. Welcome, actually, to episode, which computer? Let's see, episode 157 for Tuesday, September 7th. Here we go. Let's get some music so I can feel somewhat normal. Good morning, everyone. Happy Tuesday. How's everyone doing? Hey, so did everyone on Reddit catch a little twist? I just had a weird idea, just right off the cuff. I thought, wouldn't it be interesting for you guys if I started Reddit a few moments early? Was that enjoyable for everyone? A peek behind the scenes? I don't know. It's just something I thought of. So I thought I'd let it rip. Good morning to everyone. It's kind of interesting to start the show and have people file in, you know, before I'm really off and running. I don't know. I thought I'd give it a try. Whatever. I don't know if that's less stressful or more stressful. Anyway, you guys will notice I'm in Studio A today. For those of you that tuned in to the absolute shit show yesterday, we were dropping packets. I guess the video was horrible. The audio was horrible. That was from Studio B. And I'm beginning to think that my internet at Studio B is horse shit. Now, I told the internet people, they're like, what do you, you know, what level of service do you want? I said, give me the most expensive shit that you have. I want the top, just do the, go the biggest you can go. Now, whatever the heck that was, I have no idea. I don't know. I don't know what the, what do they measure internet in? Girth units? I don't know how it works, but whatever it is, I told my internet guys at home, the guys putting it in, give me the biggest shit you have. And really, so far, I'm not all that impressed. Now, at Studio A, at the office, though, I mean, this is battle tested, right? Studio A is battle tested. There's no doubt about it. So after the shit show yesterday, I apologize. Like, Tank, I'm glad you weren't in the house yesterday. Oh, my goodness. Haley. Good morning, Haley. How are you, dear? Haley from Podcast 27. Haley's got one of the silky smoothest voices you've ever heard. Tank, Chicago Tank. Tank, if you're a fan of Our Dear Georgie Girl, which we all are, but if you want to hear a sultry voice, Tank, you got to check out Podcast 27. Haley. Her voice is quite sultry. And from what I can tell, she has beautiful jugs, too. Good morning. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Let's see. Amber Glow with the gold medal podium finish. Good to see you this morning, Amber. Let's see. Little Bear 13 wants to know, what's your purpose live streaming here? Really good question. Do you mean live streaming here from Studio A, or do you just mean live streaming on Reddit? I don't know what the purpose is now, other than I have a really good time, and now I've become friends with a bunch of you pepperonis, and now I can't do without it. I don't know. Do I need more of a purpose than that? I was talking to Yak Horseman, our own Yak Horseman, yesterday, and I do feel like there's maybe a little bit extra purpose bubbling up. I tried to communicate that yesterday. As I said, I know the show is horse shit, but I'm starting to get this inkling that maybe maybe I have something to share with some people, some sort of message. I don't know that I would do that here on this crazy, goofy show. Let's see, who else is in? Tank, it's always good to see you, my friend. Haley, I'm so pleased to see you in the live stream. It's fun. Cornwall Guy 30, good morning. Happy Tuesday. Hey, before I forget, people, I mentioned yesterday just a little bit. I had the one of my money pennies set me up. Hey, I want to go camping, set up something, put some plans together. So I leave later this morning. Now get this. I'm going to be out in the wilderness for the rest of the week, which hurts my heart. However, I need some fresh air. I need a change of scenery. I need to be sweaty and disgusting. I don't know. I need to drive around my Bambalance. I drove around a little bit yesterday. Let's see. Tank says, is that a new shelf under the pick, or am I wrong? No, that's the same old shelf. Now, I forgot to turn on the fireplace. Here, I'm going to do it live on the show right now. You guys will see some of my secret sauce. You Spotify listeners, I want you to think positive thoughts for the next 30 seconds. I don't know. Here I go. There we go. Did you miss me, Spotify? See, the fireplace is on now. You Reddit live stream people. You guys see a little bit of the secret sauce now. You probably saw a little bit more of the secret waistline as well. Thank Christ that RoboKitty isn't in the stream yet. I don't know if she's... I wonder if she's awake. It's weird. It's weird that RoboKitty is not... she's a sleeper inner sometimes. She just is. That's the way it goes. Anyway, let's see who else is in the live stream. Joe's got crabs again. Says, hello, Torny. It's a very nice Japanese accent you have going on. We talked quite a bit about the brains at Nintendo. Tank says he never noticed the shelf behind me. Yeah, there's, you know, it's interesting. The Studio B setup and Studio A setup are really, really quite different in a way. It's funny. I feel like, what do you guys think? I feel like Studio B on Reddit, it has more to look at. The background is kind of like, I have that that pelican thing, show, deal. We are behind the music with Don Tony, says Tank. I'm trying something now that I've never done before on a show. I am in a weird mood today. Am I all hopped up on goofballs? What the hell happened? Why am I in such a weird mood? My manic? Is that what they call it? Skip Flop followed me. Good morning. Oh, good morning, Skip Flop. Skip Flop says, glad to be back on your live stream again. Well, I'm glad you're back too.
Leave a message.
RoboKitty, are you sleeping in again? What the freak? This is the last show of the week. You better wake up. All right. Talk to you later, dear. Bye. It's a first, people. I reached out to a pepperoni. Yeah. Am I calling Amber? I did just call Robo. It's crazy. It's nutty. It's goofy. I'm in a weird mood. What can I say? Skip Flop, you say, good to be back on the live stream, on my live stream. How many have you seen before, roughly? I mean, you know, I don't recall your Reddit username. Some people show up, they do a new Reddit. It's like they do burner accounts just to have a different goofy name. I don't know. Maybe you're one of those people. Maybe you've been on several times. I tell you one thing I wanted to talk about this morning, people. Okay. All right, inflation. It's a thing. Okay. Do you ever have these moments where you kind of like, oh shit, like an oh shit moment? I have had those really economically, I would say. And so I keep a vague notion in my head regarding, you know, what is the price of things? What do things cost? All right. And I've talked before about my Dunkin' Donuts coffee, which I already burned through one. Now I just got water in this thing. I have seen the price of Dunkin' Donuts coffee go up. You know, I used to pay $2 for a large. Now it's $2.70. It's really ticked up. It's really ticked up quite a bit. Well, so this weekend I had one of those oh shit economic things, right? I was in a gas station. I can't remember what I was doing, but it was in my area. I wasn't anywhere strange, but I went into a gas station, and of all things, I bought a medium coffee. It was sort of like, it was sort of midday. I try not to drink coffee past lunch. Normally, I have 2 cups of coffee first thing in the morning, and that's it. I'm out. But on this particular day, I bought a like a medium coffee in a gas station. So it's, you know, whatever. I just needed something. And I bought one of those bag of potato chips. Nothing special. $6. It was $6 even. $6 even. Tank has a great Robo comment. Robo is probably saving someone's life. Yeah, I would not be surprised. I chat with a lot of pepperonis offline. It's one of the joys of my life. People have figured out, oh my God, that phone number on the show, I can call the Big Diesel anytime. So I get whatever. It's great. Robo and I have talked offline about sometimes when I'm talking to her, I'll just be like, all right, tell me a story of saving someone's life. So sometimes it'll just be like, here's what happened today. And it'll be crazy. Like, it can truly be said she has saved people's lives. It's amazing. Totally amazing. Yeah, chips and coffee. But okay, you guys, I want you to imagine walking into a gas station in your area, medium coffee, and one of those little bags of chips, $6. Think back to your own. Now, hopefully you take better care of yourselves than I do. Hopefully very few of you people would make a purchase like that. But doesn't $6 feel like quite a bit? I know partially this is just me getting older, and I can remember being a kid. There's this hot dog place when I was in grade school. It was back in those days you could roam the neighborhood. Parents would let you roam the neighborhood because they weren't convinced that there were kidnappers around every corner. So we found this hot dog place, I don't know, a few miles from home. And we would get, you'd get lunch there. 2 hot dogs, chips, and a Coke or whatever, soda, pop. We called it, of course, pop in Chicago. $2. $2. So I think, I don't know, that was just one of those oh shit moments this weekend where I kind of feel like the cost of things, it's kind of revving up. Like, it feels like it's speeding up. Oh, Joe's got crabs. How do I deal with a crab infestation when you have gotten them in the past? You know, I've got a clean bill of health. I'm in that respect, I'm batting 1,000. I think part of the thing, Let's think about it. All right, I don't really have, you know, for an alleged organized crime figure, right? That was a long time ago. But I was not like Tony Soprano, right, with the just banging strippers and hookers all the time. That wasn't me. As a matter of fact, I went the other way. Fell in love with a nun, allegedly. So anyway, I'm going to have a clean bill of health. So I have no experience with that question, but thank you for the question, Joe. Thank you. Yeah, Tank, that's true. Tank says gas station and convenience stores get over on you. Yes, I know and expect it's going to be, you know, I'm going to pay top dollar, right? It's not like walking into an Aldi's and getting a bag of chips, right? It's the opposite. But still, it just seemed like $6. It's pretty, I don't know, pretty steep. I worry about people. I worry about people. Oh, Tank says, I was in a 7-Eleven and someone bought a pack of bacon and it was $9. I'm sure that was really a first rate cut of meat, right? Holy cow, who goes to 7-Eleven and buys bacon? I don't know. 7-Eleven. You know, that just reminds me. I was talking to I won't remember the sit, you know, but some of the kids in my neighborhood, probably during a wiffle ball game, somehow Slurpees came up. These kids didn't know what a Slurpee was. What the hell happened to 7-Eleven? Now, I'm sure it's regional. I don't even remember. I don't get up to Chicago that much, hardly at all anymore. And when I do, it's like I make a beeline for the family, right? I don't linger. I'm not out and about. Is 7-Eleven still a big thing? I used to do the White Hen all the time. Are there still White Hens around Chicago? Those were the good old days. Those were the good old days. LA Transplant 505 says beef is getting pretty expensive. Yes, I would totally agree. You know, I almost accidentally ran a little experiment recently. Now, I was in another grocery store I like is, what the hell is it called? Now I'm going to, Trader Joe's. Do you guys have Trader Joe's around you? It's actually the brother of the guy that started Aldi's, started Trader Joe's. It's a total grocery family, apparently. Anyway, I like Trader Joe's. Oddly enough, it's silly, but I like their, you can get cabbage that's already pre-sliced and in a bag, and I'm so lazy. I just like, I eat a lot of cabbage. That's how I get my fiber. So I like going to Trader Joe's. Well, normally I buy beef at, I got a butcher, local. I go local. Well, I went to, I bought like hamburger patties from Trader Joe's. And they had all the markings, right? Organic, you know, blah, blah, blah. Which I'm sure it was. I don't dispute that it was, although I don't know. But horrible compared to my local guy. Now, yes, the bills when I walk out of the my local meat market, holy camoly. I mean, it's like, it's just out of this world. I feel like I need to be waltz out of there and go step into my my Rolls Royce, right? For what I mean, it's like when I walk out of my butcher shop with a bag of meat, I feel like I'm walking around with a bag of diamonds. Like I'm going to get mugged. Someone's going to, whatever. Some protein deprived, you know, poor person is going to mug me, right? Because they can't afford the butcher shop on by themselves. I mean, with the way things are going, who knows how much longer I'll afford the butcher shop. Uh, Joe's been investing in copper miners and a sodium factory. That's interesting. Tank doesn't even go into gas stations. That's a good rule, Tank. That's a good rule of thumb. I need to incorporate a rule like that into my life. Yeah, so Tank says the Don is not a coos hound. Yeah, you know, I think we all, if you're paying attention, if anyone is paying attention, what happens through life is you get to know yourself, right? Sometimes, and for some things, you have to have years of experience with yourself to kind of understand how you tick. And what I know about myself now is, what would they call me? I'm a pair bonder, right? I'm a pair bonder. When I've been in a relationship, right, which has happened a couple of times over my 50 years, I've never ever cheated, never even considered cheating. And oddly enough, I've had some opportunities. Every once in a while, I think because the lady trying to muscle into the Big Diesel's affection, let's say. Sometimes it's almost like they think, oh, I don't think he understands what I'm proposing. And then so they'll just point blank. This has happened a couple of times. I'm not a great catch, people. I'm not some sort of Ken doll. But, you know, a few times. But that's what I am. I'm a pair bonder. All right? So I'm not a cheater. I'm not a philanderer. I'm not even like, there's nothing recreational, right? I don't know. The bacon purchaser Tank says look like a single dad who didn't make it to the store for the kid's weekend visit. That paints quite a picture. If I were a weekend dad like that, and I have to duck into a 7-Eleven, I'm not buying just bacon. I'm going to grab a sleeve of Pop-Tarts, right? Let's see, what else would I get? I do know my limits. I'd maybe get some Yoo-Hoos, right? What the hell is Yoo-Hoo? What is it? It's not chocolate milk, right? Because they have chocolate milk there too. Yoo-Hoo seems to me it's like chocolate water. But anyway, if I was a weekend dad, I'd probably get some Yoo-Hoo. It'd be fun. What a weird mood I'm in. By the way, you want to know something that's weighing on my mind today? So in yesterday's weird ass show, I had so Yak Horseman called in, which is always a joy. Yak's such a goofball. I enjoy, and so Yak called very early in the show. Well, we ended up talking the whole show. Basically, the show was like a phone conversation between me and Yak, especially since the live stream was cutting in and out. People were complaining all the time. It was a rough show. I feel bad about that. But there was no mailbag. I did not read a single letter yesterday. So in the back of my mind, I'm getting kind of nervous. It's like, how big is that? How big is that mailbag? That might be really something to behold. Trader Joe's Tank, they don't let you take guns into Trader Joe's. You know, that kind of figures. There's something about Trader Joe's. Now, there's a lot that they do right. Let's talk about, before I shit all over Trader Joe's, there's a lot they do right. First of all, I love the way that they have managed. It's a relatively small store. So it's not like one of these gigantic freaking warehouses, right? Where by the time you walk through the store, you need a hip replacement. It's not one of those things. It's small, yet it feels like there's a lot of good products in there. Somehow they've been very clever. It's all compacted, yet you feel like, okay, there's a very nice produce section. There's a nice meat section, although after my little experiment, I won't be buying beef at Trader Joe's anymore. I'm too spoiled. You know, frozen foods, whatever. Now, just because I'm me, I don't care for the wine section. They sell a lot of wine there. And then another thing they do incredibly well is you never have to wait in line at Trader Joe's. They will throw as many checkout people at you. They hate, if someone's waiting in line, it's like they freak out. So they have figured out somehow how to, if the lines are backing up, they'll get a cashier on the line, like instantly. Boom. That's very well done. Very, very well done. Now, the downsides of Trader Joe's are more nebulous. I can't quite put my finger on it. But it just somehow, sometimes I wonder when I walk, by the time I walk out of there, is like, is this some sort of socialist organization? Everyone's just too happy. It's a weird brand of people at Trader Joe's, working at Trader Joe's, right? Now, part of it is they're all made to wear Hawaiian shirts all the time. So maybe that's throwing me off a little bit. Everyone's young, incredibly personable. And every time someone at Trader Joe's is dealing with me, I'm just like, why is this person working at a checkout counter? Why is this person working at a counter at a grocery store? Why don't they have some sort of six-figure sales career? You know, they just have these great people skills, which, whatever, I commend Trader Joe's. Someone's doing something right. For yesterday, Tank slept in. Yeah, you timed it right. Yesterday was a rough show. It is what it is. But let's see. Let's see what's in the mailbag, people. You know, before I get to the mailbag real quick, just something I noticed and I need to get on the record real quick, just real quick. I was flipping through Reddit this morning, and there was some video of of cows in India. Of course, they're sacred beasts somehow, right? Like, you can't hurt a cow. They're just allowed to roam around everywhere. And I just got to thinking, like, how freaking lucky, how much did the cows in India luck out? Because isn't India just teeming with hungry, starving people? Those freaking cows would be dead ducks if they weren't gods in India. How lucky is that? I would like to, if I had enough time in life, this is the sort of thing I would explore. How the hell did cows in India hit the jackpot? Now, I don't really know what I'm talking about. For all I know, maybe they are still eating. I don't know. Does someone know? Are cows in India still eating? I would like to know that. It seems like not. I mean, because who owns them? They're allowed to roam around, right? Are these free-range animals? But just they happen to live in the most densely populated, you know, area on the planet. I don't know. A lot to learn. Here's the mailbag, everyone. By the way, the mailbag is, let me change something on the graphic here. Mailbag is sponsored by Secret Sauce newsletter, which, you know, appears to be, I don't know when the next one's coming out. Let's see if this is it. Yeah, go to tonyvito.substack.com if you want to read the newsletter. I keep thinking there was anyone. The next one is close, but it's just not quite right. I'm being perfectionistic about it. Here's the first letter, everybody. Dear Tony, I love the idea of you and Yak having a special Twitch show from time to time. I think that could be super cool. One question is, how would you compensate Yak? You don't need the money. I'll bet he does, though. This is from Clay G. So to catch everyone up in this, thank you for the letter, Clay G. By the way, anyone that wants to send into the mailbag, send to Chicago, TonyV@gmail.com. Yeah, Yak and I floated this idea past Yak yesterday. This idea about, what if we did a special little show? I sort of envision Yak, just because I enjoy him so much. If we did a show every once in a while that was on Twitch, and Yak could kind of be my sidekick, you know? It's just an idea I floated. Now to this question of how would I compensate Yak? I think I would probably pay Yak in free movie passes. I don't know. That's a good question. I could give Yak a percentage, right? Percentage of nothing is nothing, though. That's the problem. Yak might be, I'm assuming Yak would be willing to be a part just for the glory of it, the fun and glory, you know? I don't know. We'll see. Or who knows? This could be a concealed letter from Yak himself. I wouldn't put it past him to do that sort of thing. Would not shock me. Let's see. Next letter. Dear Tony, has it ever occurred to you that you have left a permanent record on the internet? You have so much content out there that it will never go away. Someone could make a documentary of your show in 25 years and they would have hours and hours of footage. How does that make you feel? This is from Larry. Larry A. Thank you for the question, Larry. Gee, I never thought about that. Is that really how the internet works? Is it out there forever? Is Reddit going to be there forever? I guess I have stuff. I guess if you think about it, there's stuff on Reddit. Obviously, a lot of stuff. Shit, 100 and what is today? 156, episode 156, 157. These things are at least an hour long. Some of them are longer. I never thought about that. So there's like 100, whatever, let's say 175 hours of my fat face on Reddit. Will that always be there? I don't know. There's stuff on YouTube. There's stuff on TikTok. Oh, good. Tanks, music homework. Today's music homework is Ozzy Osbourne, Mr. Crowley. Very nice, Tank. Thank you, sir. How's Ozzy doing these days? I was surprised to see that they got divorced, right? I thought that was a built-to-last couple. Ozzy and Sharon. I was surprised. Yeah. So, Larry, so yeah, I guess maybe that's how the internet works. Like, it's out there forever, but imagining that anyone would give a shit and would take the time to go back, that would really surprise me. Unless maybe I have some sort of illegitimate child, right? That maybe is searching for me now. But we've already said earlier in this show, I'm not a player. So I'd be real surprised if I have an illegitimate child. I'd be very surprised. Oh, Tank would have a show with the Don. Tank, dude, let's keep that in mind. I mean, my thinking on this Twitch thing is, yeah, if we just had like little special events, and I have this, I use this system called Riverside.fm, which I think you can do multiple. It's sort of like, it's like a high-end Zoom, but you can live stream it to Twitch, etc. Tank, whatever, you're in the fold. You got a segment. See how easy that is? All right. Thank you for the letter, Larry. Ooh, here's a really short one. Hey, Tony, what is the best way you know to become rich? This is from Finn. Let's see. Well, best. Okay, best. Now, one way you could do it, but this is definitely not the best, right? There's some people that inherit their wealth. It's been my experience that almost all of those people are just complete shit shows. I don't think, you know, people think, oh, the luck of inheriting wealth. I know a fair amount of people who have inherited wealth, and no, it's actually torturous, I think, for many of them. Because, and now I had some of this when I was a kid. I grew up in a very fancy, comfortable. I never wanted for anything. Thank Christ, my own parents were very well grounded. And they had come from very simple, let's even say blue collar background, sort of. So they were able to, they never really bought into, they became wealthy, but they didn't need it. You know what I mean? Thank God that kind of, that rubbed off. But you know, I've had a lot of friends over the years that had the opposite, right? They grew up poor, let's say, some shade of poor, right? Well, they always, inevitably, there was a lot of good that came from that. All sorts of experiences, a desire to, you know, make something of themselves. But people that inherit it, it ruins most people. But what's the best way to do it? All right, Finn, I'm going to give you just a very simple equation. Figure out. Well, so I believe entrepreneurship is the way to do it. The best way to do it. You want to know what's the best way. And it's not all that complicated. Figure out a product or service that people would be willing to trade their money for. They'd be glad to give you money for this product or service. They would gladly trade it. So it's got to be of some sort of value. So that's step one, which is doable. There's people doing it in a million different ways, right? And then step two is just live well beneath your means. And then maybe if there's a step three, actually invest that stuff in real money rather than horse shit like dollar bills and stuff. I don't know. That's kind of it. A good or service that people will trade money for. Live well beneath your means. Invest your savings. Or save your savings. There's a good documentary on Ozzy, huh? The Nine Lives of Ozzy. Yeah, I had heard that he has MS, which explains his, you know, shakiness or whatever. You know, in some ways, probably he really dodged a bullet. Really, probably he should be dead, right? From his lifestyle. Is anyone else surprised that Ozzy has lived as long as he has? All right, next letter. Dear Tony, I'd love to get your take on this. I just found out that pirated/counterfeited products are openly sold on Amazon. and have been for a good while. My friend is a vintage video game enthusiast. He told me that fakes from China are totally common. He showed me a Nintendo cartridge for Mario Kart and a counterfeit one. They look exactly the same. He opened them both up and I could instantly see the difference. How and why is this allowed if it is openly known? This is Tom from Clearwater, Florida. Tommy. Yeah, that's pretty crazy. You know, I heard a long time ago, and I think it is proven to be true. I heard that in the Chinese specifically, they don't recognize copyright. They're just not believers in copyright. So they've been perfectly happy to steal all of the intellectual property of the West. Tank says if it's way cheaper, it's fake. Yeah, that's probably a good rule of thumb. It is weird, though, that that's even allowed. I think that's kind of Tom's point. Like, if this is so common that it's well known amongst, you know, people shopping for stuff, especially like I'm sure collectors and stuff or like video game enthusiasts, if they know darn good and well that they can easily buy fakes, it's just weird that it's allowed. Like, doesn't Amazon have, surely they have the technology to keep that from happening, right? Yeah. 343 Politics says sometimes money speaks louder than words. Yeah. What do they say? Follow the money, right? Follow the money. Good point. It is kind of sad. I have a buddy, a neighbor buddy of mine who, he took a trip to China last year. He was looking for a factory to hire to produce a bunch of stuff. And yeah, he talked about just all the ripoffs out there. And really, actually, he was not very impressed with China at all. He found it to be a disgusting backwards country. That's just his opinion. I don't know. All right, next question. Dear Tony, love the show. What is the most interesting historical fact you know off the top of your head? From Chad P. Oh my God, what is the most interesting historical fact you know off the top of your head? What a broad question. Interesting. What is the most interesting historical fact I know off the top of my head? Well, I mean, where my brain goes, I've taken very deep dives on the political assassinations in America. So that would be Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, the Kennedys. There's all sorts of things in there that are just fascinating. All sorts of things. I mean, I could take, like, so for example, I think I've said it before on the show, in the King assassination, the murder weapon was recovered several minutes before he was shot. Oops, that's actually a historical fact. another murder weapon, let's take JFK's, the murder weapon, the Mannlicher Carcano, right? That is the official murder weapon of John F. Kennedy. Well, the only problem is what was recovered from the sniper's nest, right, was a German Mauser. There's the police officer that recovered the gun. He's on video saying this. He said, I know guns very, very well. It was a German Mauser. So they sent all the stuff for the FBI, or the FBI basically said, send us all the evidence, right? We want to, this is from Dallas, right? We want to examine everything. So this German Mauser is sent to the FBI along with all sorts of other shit, right? Well, eventually they sent everything back to Texas. Well, Now the murder weapon was a Mannlicher Carcano, an Italian gun. That's kind of interesting. I agree, Martin. Martin Luther King would have been a tremendous politician. Tremendous, yeah. Ooh, Tank's got a good one. The reversal of the flow of the Chicago River. Yeah, baby. That is interesting. I'm very fuzzy on that, Tank. Did they reverse it on purpose, right? Was that a big engineering feat? They decided for some reason they wanted it to flow the other way. It didn't happen accidentally, did it? Oh, by the way, Tank has a bonus homework from yesterday since he missed yesterday. So the extra homework is Jimi Hendrix, Fire. I'm going to throw in Dolly Dagger, too. That's one of my favorite Hendrix tunes. Martin Luther King, would he have been maybe too honest, though, to be a politician? I think Bobby Kennedy would have been a tremendous politician. I think JFK was pretty damn good, too. Notice that they all got whacked, you know? Before I move on from Chad's question, I will just, for the record, I've talked about it a little bit in the past. If anyone is good at looking for a good time, so I guess, first of all, there really are things that would be considered banned books, right? That is really a thing. There's certain banned books, taboo subjects. Well, I'll tell you a little secret. If those authors are still alive, they're actually, because they've been so, what's the term? Because they've been so, their careers have been destroyed. If you write the wrong book, you're fucked. Excuse my French. But if those authors are still alive, they're very accessible because they've been completely shunned by society. I have been a pen pals, and in one case, even a closer, you know, I've had dinner with, I've known two authors of essentially banned books. Now, sometimes a book is banned outright. Sometimes it's just the careers are destroyed and they just make it very, very difficult to buy the books. Oh, shit, here we go again. The video's I'm dropping frames. Is this because I'm talking about, what the shit? I'm dropping video frames. Again, in Studio A. What if it's something to do with my Mac? Good Christ, people. Sometimes you just can't win. I don't know. Anyway, authors of banned books will be your friend. It's a thing. I was a pen pal. Now, one of them passed away. I'm actually not going to tell you who they are because they're that controversial that I'll get shit. They're that hated. So I'm not telling. Let's see. The CIA is on to me. Yeah, see? I'm dropping packets based on what I'm talking about. Dropping frames, whatever. This is so weird. I wonder if it's my Mac. Good Christ. All right, next letter. Dear Tony, I've caught several of your episodes recently, and I'm glad I found you. You are unlike anyone else I've come across online. I apologize if this has already been covered, but why are you a single person? It seems to me like you could have a woman in your life whenever you wanted, so I assume you are single by choice. Keep up the great work. This is from Bridget from Rocky Point, Washington. Bridget, God bless you. Thank you for your sweet letter. I could have a woman whenever I wanted. I think that's not the case. There are just too many smart women out there, right? I will say, All right. I'm probably very picky. So part of it is on my end. Part of it is I'm short and fat and balding. Okay, so that's part of it. So that's gonna reduce the possibilities. It just is. It is what it is. But then part of it is I'm very picky too. Like I'm an idealist maybe. And if I'm going to be in a relationship, I realize that it's not all going to be puppy dogs and ice cream. But I want it to be... not a pain in the ass. Is that too much to ask? Red Yard, so you look at my hat and you think Colonel Sanders, huh? I never thought about that. Now, his was white, right? I have a white one of these. He was white suit, white hat, wasn't he? That weird black Colonel Sanders tie. I actually have a white one of these. I wore it on, I think, one show. I wore my white Dobbs of New York straw hat. Glad you like it, sir. Welcome to the show. We do it every morning. Bridget, again, thank you for your nice note. That's very, very sweet. Very sweet. I will say, how would I put it? I mean, I am paying a price. Because you know what? Especially through all this flu deal that's going on. I'd be lying if I said it would be nice to have someone to go through this with, right? Someone, to cuddle on the couch with and watch Casablanca. What's the jazz background tune, says Sonny Mansfield. I have no idea. This is open source, some sort of open source playlist. Let's see what's playing right now. It is a Jazz Piano Bar by Doug Maxwell. I don't know. If I were like the Chinese and I did not respect copyright, I'd be playing Dave Brubeck. I'd be playing some Claude Bowling back there. Thelonious Monk. I'd go all over the place with jazz. But this AI, I mean, any time that any... We're recording a podcast, by the way. That maybe explains it. If I were just live streaming on Reddit just for the hell of it, then I wouldn't care. But we're actually reporting a podcast, which you can subscribe to. It's the Chicago Tony V Show. Let's see. Next letter. Dear Tony, do you think there is a personality trait that is often mistaken for intelligence, but is actually rooted in something else? This is from Don K. Well, that's an interesting question. Let me read it again. Do you think there is a personality trait that is often mistaken for intelligence, but is actually rooted in something else? Yeah. So I can think of maybe an example. I'm going to use the term conscientiousness. Conscientiousness. So what I mean by that is usually these are people that are very, very organized. They're kind of neat freaks. Everything's kind of got to be in its place. That usually they really sort of need to be in control. What I've found is, I mean, a lot of times that can be construed as, well, here's an intelligent person because after all, everything's so neat and tidy. Well, I kind of feel like that little program actually runs completely independent of what your IQ is, how intelligent you are. So you know, like I can think of an example. Like I have a friend who is a brilliant attorney. This dude is a brilliant, brilliant attorney, very, very talented. Now, if people looked at him, they would think, oh, this guy's a total dumbass. Why would they think that? Because he's a fat slob. He does not put himself together well at all. And he is hugely overweight. So people would just think, oh my God, what a dumb guy. Well, no, he's actually brilliant. Brilliant. Can I think of a neat and tidy dumbass friend? Yeah, but I'm not going to throw anyone under the bus. So there's an answer to your interesting question there, Don K. Let's see. I'll take one more letter. It feels like I've been reading letters forever, even though I have more to go. Dear Tony, I'm in a sad mood. Wallowing in sadness, actually, but it's okay. I actually think it's good for the soul to be in a funk from time to time. My question is, what is a song that best captures the feeling of sadness? Ooh, here's a good question for Tank, maybe. He's such a music maestro. This is from Jane from Boston, Massachusetts. What an interesting question. Boston, Jane's from Boston. That makes me feel of all the, what sad songs were people playing when Larry Bird retired, right? The Hick from French Lick. Let's see. Here's one that comes to my mind. Skyline Pigeon from Elton John. I just find that to be an incredibly, that just gets you right in touch with what it feels like to be sad, I would have to say. Skyline Pigeon by Elton John. What an interesting question. There's got to be 1,000 sad songs. Well, doesn't Elton John's sad songs say so much? But that's kind of a, I don't find that one to be a very sad song. Skyline Pigeon is freaking sad. Why am I on an Elton John kick? But I'll say that, let's see. Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word is another very sad song from Elton John. Huh. It's weird that I would think of Elton John when you ask what are sad songs. Strange indeed. Again, reminder, this is the last show of the week, which hurts my heart. I'm gonna miss you guys. What the hell is with this dropped frames thing? This is really freaking me out. Studio A and Studio B, now two shows in a row. The Sound of Silence, that's a good one. Beach Bum 615, good one. The Sound of Silence. And I agree with Tank. Tank says it depends on what you're sad about, right? There's a song called We Can't Make It Here Anymore. Who the hell did that one? It's sort of a kind of a country-ish sort of rock country, rockabilly. We Can't Make It Here Anymore. It's about the basically all the manufacturing left, you know, went overseas. Very well done. I would even say, heck, along those lines, Allentown by Billy Joel. It's about the same topic, really. I don't know. Oh, Slipknot. Patience. I don't know Slipknot. They're too scary to me, Tank. Oh my gosh. You guys, you long-term viewers, have I always had dropped frames and I just now noticed? Has this happened every show a little bit? I'm just trying to decide, do I need to be freaked out by this or not? What are you going to do this week without your morning show? I know, Amber. Oh, what are we going to do? Oh my God, that's sweet. I'm thinking the same thing. What the hell am I going to do? I know that in the mornings I'm going to be sitting there in nature drinking some coffee and just thinking, damn, this feels weird not doing a show first thing. That's what I'll be thinking. Snuff is an awesome breakup song, says Tank. Yeah. That's going to be, so I'm going to miss three shows. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I'm going to be out in the woods for a long time. I'll tell you what else I'll miss is my rowing machine. I've really done quite well with the rowing machine. I've enjoyed it. I think that was a very good purchase. I'll even go so far as to say I feel a little better. Like I kind of, the first day I used it, it's like, oh my God, this is a mistake. I'm so out of shape. But already it's getting a little easier. So it's one of those things. I'm sitting here thinking Robo's going to get the weirdest voicemail now. I've never left a voicemail for Robo Kitty. Never have. Have I left a pepperoni voicemail? I don't think I have. You guys witnessed it on the live show. Momentous. What a deal. All right. Well, I guess I got to get to real life. I got to pack up the Bambalance, figure out what I'm going to bring. I got to get some grub for the trail. So, Tank, I'm going to check out this song, Snuff. It has a line, angels lie to keep control. That sounds pretty deep. Pretty, pretty deep. Anyway, happy Tuesday. Feels like a Friday in some ways. I'm going to miss you guys. Thank you for spending the morning with me. It's an absolute pleasure to hang out with you guys. This is a really fun way for me to start my morning. Episode 157, I guess, is in the books. And come back next Monday. I'll be back next Monday. I'm still going to try, by the way, to we'll do a Zoom or something this weekend for VIPs. I should be back. I think by Friday evening, I'm going to be back in town. So maybe we'll do something like that. That would be fun. All right. I love you guys. I like you guys. Thank you for the letters, everyone. Anyone who's not subscribed to the newsletter, go to tonyvito.substack.com and read all the brilliant articles I've written so far. And I guess... until Monday, all right? I just want to remind you guys, don't take any shit from anybody, okay? Okay, take care.